This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ireland is in turmoil after the May vote to eliminate constitutional protections that had banned abortion. Former Prime Minister or Taoiseach John Bruton says abortion-friendly government ministers are acting like everyone in Ireland embraces abortion. Health Minister Simon Harris, who will be implementing laws favoring abortion, expresses no concern for conscience rights of health workers. Harris blasted the former Prime Minister's comments over the weekend and made it very clear that he personally expects every doctor in Ireland to participate in abortion. Irish doctors favor a government list of doctors with no conscientious objection, a plan the health minister rejects. A British MP's home was vandalized by abortion advocates, apparently sending a message that they don't want any opposition to abortion in Parliament. Jacob Rees-Mogg, a pro-life Catholic in Parliament, has publicly lamented British abortions, which happen at roughly the same rate as in the U.S. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. While Planned Parenthood says 7 in 10 Americans like Roe v. Wade, other polls show that only 18% favor what Roe does. Dr. Michael New explains the apparent conflict. New says 40% of Americans don't even know that Roe is about abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.